brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, last week, Ron Paul, Lou Dobbs, Dr. Paul, Craig Roberts, Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, they've all predicted what's now happening financial to our financial system. But Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author multi times over of RichDad.com, going back 5 years, he's been breaking down everything that is happening and unfolding in our society as well. And his new book out, Conspiracy of the Rich, The Eight New Rules of Money, RichDad.com. He's just finished another book, A Unfair Advantage, which is soon to be released. He is an American investor, businessman, self-help author, and motivational speaker. Kiyosaki is best known for Rich Dad, Poor Dad series of motivational books. He has written over 15 books, which have combined sales over 26 million copies. And he is somebody who really tells it like it is, and he's with us for the next hour here today. And Robert, good to have you here with us.
Hey, thank you. I'm honored to be on your program.
Well, honored to have you. Well, this is a short segment, but just you told everybody what was going to happen. How did you know? What did you say was going to unfold, and where are we going from here?
Well, the pieces came together back in 1972. I was a Marine Corps pilot flying over Vietnam, and I saw the Vietnamese people panicking, and they wouldn't accept U.S. dollars, and they wouldn't accept piastre, their currency, and all they wanted was gold. And I knew something was up at that point, and over the years, the pieces just kept coming together. So that's where it started for me.
That's when you really started to learn how monetary systems really work?
Well, the pieces, like I said, I wish I could say I knew. I mean, even today, as much as I know, it's still smoke and mirrors as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. But going back just in the last 5-6 years, you've predicted exactly what's happening now.
Yeah, well, that's not hard to do. I mean, all you do is listen to what Greenspan was saying and Bernanke was saying and Clinton and Bush, and you kind of get the idea that you're being, screwed. So it wasn't that hard to figure it out. I think the toughest thing for people is, what can I do? What can I as an individual do? And I think that's where my company, Rich Dad, comes in, is we teach people how to avoid the pitfalls of falling prey to the ultra-rich,
Let's get into falling prey to the ultra-rich, this system they've created to destroy our wealth and transfer it to themselves. Then we'll get into your solutions after the break. But when you talk about falling prey to them, how are people falling prey to them? What are their traps they're laying?
Well, the idea of saving money, that's ridiculous. After 71, when Nixon broke the Bretton Woods Agreement and put us on the dollar standard, not the gold standard, then anybody who was saving money was the biggest loser. And then in 1974, the government passed ERISA, Employee Retirement Income Security Act. And the reason they did that, as best I can tell, is because my father's generation, the World War II generation, wasn't in the stock market because they got hammered during the Great Depression. So guys like my dad, he wouldn't go into the stock market. So in 1974, they passed ERISA, which is now the 401k. And now they require most employees to put their money into mutual funds. And I don't know if you know the ratio, but John Bogle of Vanguard says you put up 100% of the money, you take 100% of the risk, and they take 80% of the profits. And this compounding expenses just rips the little guy apart. So they don't have a prayer for their retirement.
But they have all these well-paid pitchmen out there to give people, the illusion that they're making a smart investment.
Right, and then what happens in our schools is the bankers go to the school to tell your kids to save money. At the same time, the Fed, Obama printed, $1.9 trillion? And then they keep telling you to invest for the long term in the stock market. And as you know, long-term investors for the last 10 years have made zero. They've actually lost money.
But gold's up fourfold, though they try to suppress it. Robert Kiyosaki, RichDad.com, an icon out there. No need to really introduce him. We're going to come back from this quick break and give him the floor to walk through the pitfalls of the elite, the scam investments, versus what he does with his money to great success. He'll be with us for the next 55 minutes. We're honored to have him. I'm Alex Jones.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are live, hour number 3, 9 minutes, 15 seconds in. Icon Robert Kiyosaki is our guest, richdad.com. He's here to talk about how the ultra-rich have set up a scam to transfer your wealth to them. He's going to go over the different types of corruption and manipulation that are going on, and then ways to avoid this and protect yourself. He has charted and chronicled and predicted everything we see unfolding today, and that's the type of guest we have on. Not all the big paid-for mercenaries, financial mercenaries on TV and radio that give you disinfo. We have people on who've got a track record of being accurate, and he's one of the most accurate out there, richdad.com. InfoWars.com. Again, our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Robert, you started getting into some of the ways they transfer our wealth. Let's go over that and then ways to protect ourselves and then where you see this society and economy going. Robert?
Well, when you say to your child, go to school, get good grades, and get a safe, secure job, the moment you've done that, you've programmed to pay taxes at that point. So the harder you work, the higher percentage in taxes you pay. And then they tell you to save money. And the problem with saving money, as you know, from the, you know, the fractional reserve system, the Fed and the Treasury are allowed to print money. So your money is devalued in the savings plan. The third, when they print money, you're eaten alive by inflation. And you can see inflation creeping up in food right now. And then the fourth way is they tell you to put it into a retirement plan filled with mutual funds, stocks, bonds, and things like that. And what happens is the taxes go against the person who does that, but also their money is flowing to the rich. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong because, you know, every coin has two sides. So the money is always flowing to guys like me. So when I write Rich Dad, Poor Dad and all this, I'm saying, look, that money in savings is going to me. Your money in your 401k is going to me. And when you pay taxes, that money goes to me, and I do mean me. So that's why I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, was to wake people up and say, look, you only have basically two choices. You're either going to make the money or have your money stolen. And that's the system. It's terrible.
Well, earlier you were talking about the pension funds and the ratio and 401ks, the mutual funds. Now they're openly, and this is already happening in Europe, it's called austerity, where almost all the taxes we pay goes to service debt that they made out of nothing via fractional reserve banking and now the derivative scam that even leverages it further. And we know now they're announcing, oh, we're going to save Social Security by raising the tax. We're going to save your private pension fund, your 401k, by taking it and putting a tax on it. And so now as people get ready to retire in record amounts, magically they're changing the system to steal most of that as well. And then through government-run health care, they make you pay into the system. I mean, it's incredible.
It's fascism is what it is. It's not even socialism anymore. You know, fascism was where the government does it at the point of a gun to force you to do things.
Yes.
And that's what you know, I fought in Vietnam twice, and I didn't fight for fascism or socialism. I fought for capitalism. And I think that's what's being robbed from us is the free capitalist society.
Go through the basics and talk about some of your new books, Conspiracy of the Rich, 8 Ways. The 8 New Rules of Money and a Unfair Advantage, one of the newest books. But I mean, go through specifically then, quantify what you mean by when you pay taxes, it goes to, you know, Ben Bernanke. When you pay, when you make money, they get it. So, how do you make money and keep it? Explain that.
Well, let me explain. There's always two sides to a coin. I've never seen a one-sided coin yet. So the tax laws are really designed to make the rich richer. The problem is if you go to school and get a job or become a doctor or a lawyer, the tax then flows to the rich. So a guy like me, I have made more money in the last 3 years, 2007 to 2010, tax-free. And so debt and taxes work for those with financial education. Debt and taxes work against those without financial education. So you go to Harvard or Oxford and all this and still know nothing about debt and taxes. I am millions of dollars in debt, but that debt makes me rich tax-free. And that's where financial education kicks in. This stuff they teach kids to put your money in a mutual fund, I'm glad they do that because that's where I get my money from. That's the second side of the coin.
Okay, explain that to people.
Well, there's two kinds of people. You either park your money, which is savings and pensions, and people who move their money. This in my world of finance is called the velocity of money. I want my money back as soon as possible so I can buy another asset, and I mean an asset, not stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. So I'm constantly moving my money, and what the system, the banking system does is programs you to park your money. So you put it into savings, and save, and then you put it in a retirement plan, let's say starting at 25, and you hope it's there at 65. I do not do that. And a financial education would teach you how debt and taxes make the rich richer. And that's all I'm saying to people when I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I said, your house is not an asset. It's the bank's asset. And if you could wake up to that, no, you don't know what you're talking about. And now we have people who are walking away from their mortgages because the mortgage is worth more than the house. And that's what a little financial education, these guys wouldn't be able to brainwash you with easy. I'm not saying they're good or bad people. I'm saying if you don't know, something's going to pick your pocket.
And your books quantify that down to fine detail, but give people the basics as they're saying, you know, what is this Robert talking about? What is he saying here? Tell us what you do with your money and what the rich do with their money.
Okay, first of all, there's two books people should read if they want to understand Rich Dad. Rich Dad, Poor Dad was really the basics. And Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a book on accounting, but it sold 24 million copies. Because it explains what our school system doesn't teach you, even in accounting classes. And the second book is a book called The Cash Flow Quadrant. And a quadrant is the four people that make up the world of money. The E quadrant stands for employees. So you could be a CEO or a janitor. The trouble with the E quadrant is that's the second highest tax of all the quadrants. That started in 1943 as the Current Tax Payment Act, which went against the Constitution. And they could tax, the government got paid before the employee got paid. Now, the next quadrant is the S quadrant, which stands for small business, self-employed, or specialist, like a doctor or lawyer. The tax laws changed for them in 1986 with the Tax Reform Act. And they were just, you know, that was part of the Reagan thing. They were trying to collect more taxes. On the right side of the quadrant, there's B, and B stands for big business, 500 employees or more. And I stands for investor. There's an investor class. Now, many people invest, like they invest in a mutual fund, but they're not investors. Investors are pure capitalists because they're always raising capital. So for a guy like me, since I have more than 500 employees and I'm always raising capital via debt and things like that, I pay no tax. See, if you look at the tax code, the Internal Revenue Tax Code, most of the code is how to avoid taxes. But the trouble is, if you go to school and you're taught by the socialists of the school system, they're actually teaching you to be the proletariat, the working class, working for the bourgeois, the rich. And I don't want to be bourgeois. I just want to be a capitalist. I don't want to pay all that tax. See, the government needs guys like me who provides jobs. And I have large apartment houses. And I have oil wells. I produce constantly. So the tax laws are written for me, except the school system doesn't tell you about the other side of the coin.
So how are you, you know, physically, you know, live in nice houses, have a lot of money, sell, you know, tens of millions of books, but then not pay any taxes?
Well, because debt and taxes are written for people on the B and the I side of the quadrant. You see, you have to, when 1973, I came back from Vietnam. I was a Marine helicopter pilot. Went down three times. I refused to fight anymore. I'd had it because I knew I was being lied to by my government. So I come home and I ask my poor dad, the head of education, what should I do? He says, why don't you go fly for the airlines? And I said, well, then I become a pawn of the system. So with that, I went to listen to my rich dad and became an entrepreneur because I did understand a little bit about tax incentives and investing and like this. So I took up real estate courses starting in 1973 because you have to learn to manage debt. Because as you know, is after 71 that the dollar became debt. So you have to learn to manage debt. So today I borrow millions of dollars tax-free. I buy these apartment houses. They're 100% financed. And I've done this most of my life. I have no equity into the property. And the more I use bank money, OPM, the less I pay in taxes, then I get things like depreciation, amortization, and those other tax incentives because I provide large apartment houses because the government needs housing for people. Also, I get tax incentives for oil production. I don't buy oil stocks. Like, I would never touch Exxon or BP shares. What I want is a percentage of the production. So when the prices of oil go up, I make more money. It goes down, I still make money. because the moment, let's say I invest $100,000 in oil production, I get a 28% return on my capital instantaneously.
Tell you what, stay there. Let's continue to quantify this with Robert Kiyosaki of RichDad.com. I'm Alex Jones of PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Robert Kiyosaki is our guest. Robert, you know, for the average person who can't buy oil well operations or drilling operations, the average person who can't buy big apartment houses, and most people actually know in Austin who've done well over time, that's exactly what they do. What does the average person start doing to get in the right quadrant?
That's a great question. My whole shtick is, why don't we have financial education in our schools? You see, that's where it starts, and that's where the brainwashing begins. You talk about InfoWorld.
When I was in public school, that's all they taught me was how great 401ks. I'm sorry, you said that's where the InfoWar starts.
No, it's like, you know, the NEA, the National Education Association, Forbes calls it the National Extortion Association. And they really are agents of the ultra-rich to prevent people from knowing how the tax and debt systems work. So all I did was, having a rich dad who didn't go to school, my best friend's father, he kind of helped me crack the code. And I began to understand why there's no financial education in our schools. Why do they try and control the media all the time? And I got to be very suspicious. And I'm not against our troops, but I went to Vietnam twice, and I realized I was being lied to. And so that's when I kind of woke up and said, okay, I'm going to listen to my rich dad. I'm going to find out what's really going on. So that's all I do. When I write Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I say your house is not an asset. I got hate mail from my friends who are realtors. You know, I didn't say don't buy a house. It says it's not an asset. And you know, in 2002, I wrote Rich Dad's Prophecy, and it was about the biggest stock market crash in history that's still coming, and it's about the 401k. And at that time, Wall Street Journal, Smart Money, and Money Magazine just hung me up the flagpole, and it was the second crucifixion, you know. I was like, jeez.
I remember.
Yeah, I get crucified by those guys. And then today, our school systems still bring in the bankers and tell you to save money, and they still bring in the financial planners and tell you to put your money in a 401k for the long term. And I'm saying there's another side to that. That's where I make my money, is on ignorance. And all I do in Rich Dad is say, this is the other side. It's a free country. Make your choice.
Okay, so you're somebody making $200,000 a year, keeping about $100,000 after taxes. What does Robert Kiyosaki do?
I would take a class. You know, in 1973, I took classes on real estate. I don't, you know, residential real estate. I meet these idiots, like my accountant. He says, yeah, I'm a real estate investor. I own a house. I said, no, you're a consumer. You're not an investor. No, I'm an investor. But they're such morons. They know nothing about tax code and all this stuff, and property management, and all the things that make you rich. So I started off back in 1973, a little one-bedroom, one-bath condo on the beach of Maui, and that's where it began. Today I own about 4,000 units, 5 golf courses, luxury hotels, oil production throughout the world, and businesses throughout the world, gold mines and silver mines. But I didn't listen to the school system, and that's the difference.
Well, that's like 10 years ago. They said, do not buy gold and silver. It's a bad investment. They're still saying it. But to 1980 inflation, it's supposed to be $2,500 an ounce.
You should have seen me. I was in 2000 on CNBC, and they said, what are you investing? I said, gold. They said, that's stupid. It's $275 an ounce. I said, that's smart. But they don't want gold to go up, as you know, because it means the fiat currency of the world is going to come apart.
And when it does, gold's going to the moon.
And right now, if you don't have much money, I've been saying this for years because I'm actually a silver buff. Silver is the best investment of all because it's a consumable precious metal, whereas gold is hoarded. For the first time in the history of the world, there is more gold than silver on planet Earth. So silver is a bargain, even at $25. And I hear morons tell me I don't have any money. I said, Jesus, you know, $25, you don't have that, you're in big trouble.
Well, what, silver was $5.50, $6 10 years ago. It's at almost $25 an ounce right now. Right. I'd say that's a pretty good investment. And anybody could start buying one silver dollar a month. I mean, come on.
Yes, exactly right. And I think silver is the biggest sleeper of all. I've been saying this for years. And, you know, everybody watches gold. I have lots of gold. I have a gold mine in China. I have a silver mine in South America. But silver, because I'm in the industry, I understand who buys my silver. It's industry.
That's right. It's used in manufacturing, you name it.
Water purification, electronics, every computer, every cell phone.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I've read a lot of numbers and statistics and seen reports that you know, they're now selling more gold than they are mining each year for the first time. But it's even worse with silver, that they can't find the silver they need to supply.
You're exactly correct. And I'm in the industry. I can tell you that.
Wow, well, we'll start getting into that. That's really interesting.
Well, it's really simple. You don't have to go to college for this. Silver is consumed. Silver is like oil. You know, it's burned up. It doesn't come back. So silver is being burned up at higher speeds, and the more we shift to the information age, you know, the more iPads and Apple comes out with that.
It's like lithium in Afghanistan. I mean, we know why we're there.
So, came in.
Yeah, lithium mines. I'm sure Robert Kiyosaki will probably be in that. We're going to come back. Long segment coming up. Sorry about that break. We got to go to it. Let's get into why they told us don't buy gold and silver. I mean, they knew. The rich were in there buying it. They wanted it for themselves. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author, researcher, investor, businessman, self-help. He is our guest. We got about 25 minutes left with him. RichDad.com is the website. Robert, continuing with gold and silver, starting out a few decades ago there in your little bungalow in Hawaii, now to owning, you know, a major oil drilling operations, gold mine, silver mine, 4,000 plus apartment units, and you know how to basically use the tax system they've written for the elite, where you pay almost no taxes.
Yes. And it's just a matter of financial education. You know, I mean, some guys are hiding, running into the hills and joining different, you know, resistance groups. I just decided to become a capitalist and play by the same rules they were playing, because I fought in Vietnam twice for capitalism. I didn't fight for fascism, which we have right now, or socialism. You know, this idea of Robin Hood, you know, you take from the rich and you give to the poor, just creates more poor people. But that's what our school system teaches kids.
They want serfs. They want to give a man fish, not teach him how to fish.
Yes. And we're just mass producing, mass manufacturing poor people.
Where do you see
financial education in school is not, you know, is just going to get worse.
Where do you see gold and silver going?
Well, I caution people on gold and silver because, you know, I started when gold was around 265 an ounce, and then I tracked it. I was in gold and silver at 85 back in the 70s. So I watched it go up and down, and the thing they've got to watch out for is interest rates. If this guy Bernanke gets desperate, he jacks interest rates, let's say, to 10%, gold and silver crash. So you really just don't buy gold and silver. You've got to understand the dynamics that causes prices to go up or down.
But they're signaling they're going to continue with the lower interest rates and that they're going to hyperinflate the currency. That would be a major indicator of it going up.
It would be, but I don't trust them. I don't, you know, how do you tell when they're lying is when their lips are moving.
So people have got to be ready to dump their gold and silver if the indicators come out.
No, it's not that. I think you and I are holding gold and silver at very, very good prices. But I think what I'm concerned about is the guys that come in when gold's, let's say, passing 3,000. They're the ones who are going to take the hammer.
I tend to agree. That's what I tell listeners just from my gut, is that if inflation to 1980 is 2,500 an ounce, I'm going to start getting real nervous when it gets up there.
Yes, 25 is, I think you're pretty accurate on that. It's time to start pulling in your horns and look at something else. Like right now, I'm actually pulling in my horns on gold. Once it passed the 1,100, it's a little too rich for me. I still bought silver, but now I'm investing in my solar company. So, because I think, you know, like you guys are saying, that's the way it's going to go. So that's where I'm investing.
So you basically look at the trends and hedge your bets throughout the trends and don't just plump your money down in a bank getting almost 0%.
That's correct. And the thing I watch for, I mean, my father, my poor dad was a politician. I don't trust those guys. I mean, I love my dad, but they don't know Jack. There is no correlation between politics and business.
Well, wisdom today is buying into whatever the establishment says, and they're there to fleece you.
Right, and the reason I wanted to be on your show is because of InfoWars. I agree 100%. They want to control what you hear and what you think, and they will censor you, and there's no censorship. It's a bunch of bull. You will be censored in this country. So that's the thing I'm saying. You've got to understand that you have to be smarter. You know, what I'm terrified of right now, there's going to be what they call, you know, when it goes parabolic, when gold passes 3,000, and everybody will roll in there, and then they're going to get suckered out again. Happens every time. Happened in real estate a while ago.
That's what my gut tells me, is when to get out of the bubble at the right time.
Yeah, but also, it's not so much when you get out, it's when you get in. And getting in is when your profits are made when you buy. And so you look, all the suckers right now, well, you know, it's the same thing. I see all of these guys, we buy gold, we buy gold, we buy, you know, turn it in. You know the bubble's coming. And all the suckers will roll into the market.
Well, when you've got 2% of the population in gold, and they're talking about maybe 10% in the next 2 years,
Yeah. That's
when you know there's a serious situation. But
right.
I think there's a long time, and this is my personal view, until they do try to deflate the bubble.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, gold at 13, gold at 15, gold at 2, I would say not a bad buy, but I'd be very cautious. Because desperate people do desperate things. I mean, you saw what Bernanke said a few days ago. He says, I don't understand the price movement in gold. I said, Bernanke, you're the guy printing that stuff.
We can also see wild gyrations up and down before it's all over.
Yes.
So we could see a false popping in the bubble.
I have lots of gold and lots of silver. I'm just cautioning people.
No, I agree.
Don't come in late.
I agree, Robert. You talk about InfoWars. You talk about how we're being lied to. When we look at this military-industrial complex owned by the big mega six banks, they're now openly saying that they're going to start taking pension funds and taxing them. We talked about that. So desperate people do desperate things. At your bottom line, looking into your crystal ball, where do you see society? I mean, do you see this recession, depression getting worse? Where do you see this going?
Well, it's all relative. You know, I mean, you know that old saying, if your neighbor loses a job, it's in a recession. If you lose your job, you're in a depression.
Mm-hmm.
Another part, where Rich Dad, where I personally stand from, if you understand the rules of the rich, it's really a good time to get rich. You know, I'm not saying being poor is bad. I just don't look good in poor clothing.
Yeah, there's ways to make money in any market.
Yeah, so if you're sitting there listening to what your mommy and daddy told you, you know, was go to school and get a job, work hard, save money, buy a house that's an asset, and give your money to Wall Street through a 401k, you're probably going to get fleeced.
Well, Robert,
we're being fleeced.
We're honored to have you here today, and I've got a bunch of other questions I want to throw at you in rapid succession. But what's the main knowledge you want to impart to our listeners? I mean,
well, basically, you have to understand the rules of the rich. I'm not saying they're good or bad. A lot of greedy poor people, a lot of greedy rich people. But the smarter you are, you don't become a victim to it. I mean, you need to take control. Exactly what Alex Jones is saying. You need to take control of what you put inside your head. You know, if you don't control that, you're screwed. You've got to take control of what you put into your head. So if you listen to this garbage the school system puts out, and politicians put out, and Wall Street puts out, and banks put out, you're gonna get hammered.
I've seen breakdowns of the average CNBC host with their predictions. They're wrong over 87% of the time. Somebody like yourself and others we have on are right more than 90% of the time. But it's not that a lot of those pundits are stupid. They're there selling a fraud. They know what they're doing.
They have to say what they say. If they say what I said or what you said, they'd be fired. It's that simple. I mean, they're not bad people. That's kind of what I'm putting out there. We're not bad people. We haven't taken control of the information in our brain.
And there is that lie of advertising that perception's reality. Well, no, if you stumble off a 1,000-foot cliff and you think there's water at the bottom and there isn't, your perception that you saw water at the bottom isn't going to save you.
No, I mean, I was just reading this little was from Smart Money Magazine. Those guys really hate me, but anyway. They had this poor guy, he's 58 years old. He says, I don't have a pension. What should I do? And they said, save money and get a 401k. I mean, it's the same dogma from the guys that brought you this financial crisis.
Oh, they're now saying give them more power over the entire world financial system,
yes,
and they'll save us.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's
so, you've got to take control of what you put in your head.
Let's talk about your overall view of politics and the direction the world's going. There's a large awakening happening. Correct me if you disagree. Speak about that, but also things like other lies. Like what do you think of government-sponsored terrorism? What do you think of the Gulf of Tonkin being staged to get us into the Vietnam War? What's your view on some of the rabbits they may pull out of their hat?
I wouldn't put it past any of them. That's all. I don't know if they're true or not true. I always say to people, take care of myself. God helps those who help themselves. I help myself, and I watch what they say. I always know there's self-interest. There's always self-interest. So I just watch them. Why are we in Iraq and Afghanistan? You know, I don't understand that. And when I say that, a lot of times, you're not a patriot. I say, hey, moron, I went to Vietnam twice. What did you do? You know, I've seen war. Bush and Clinton never saw war. And that's why they sent them.
Well, it's not patriotic to be used to expand a corporate empire and to kill a million Iraqis.
Yep, all in the name of what I don't know. But you and I are on the same page. You got to take control of what you put in your head. You know, one thing I didn't like about school is I didn't really have much choice of what I could learn. You know, it was kind of government-sanctioned propaganda. So, you know, I was in my third year of calculus, and I'm nearly flunking out. I go, when am I ever going to use this stuff? When am I going to use calculus? The teacher said, I don't know. So then why am I studying it?
Well, there's a war on for our minds. That's
yes.
Our slogan.
Exactly. And that's why there's a war, but you are ultimately the person that decides.
Yeah, I think about the general public who are starting to wake up a little bit, but they still have no clue how deep this almost hologram of disinformation is that's projected into society, and then we repeat the disinfo, and that gives it that tangible reality, but it's not reality.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. What do you think if the Fed, like right now, we're at about 96% debt to GDP, you know what I mean? And we're the biggest debtor nation in the world. What do you think is going to happen if they print more money?
It is going to hyperinflate the currency, drive up prices. But then the new debts and fractional reserve banking calculations that are made will be made in the new denomination and value. And so we'll just stay in debt and actually get into worse debt.
So what kind of action are you taking? So that's really that's what they'll probably do. And I think what you're saying and what I'm saying is not so much what they're going to do as what are you and I going to do.
Well, I know what I'm doing. My main mission is just to wake people up so they know how they're being hammered, because the big central banks have openly stated their plan it was to engineer all this, collapse society, and then use the social unrest as a pretext to swing around the homeland security grid on the American people. And that's already now coming from behind the curtain into plain view. And so I'm simply pouring almost all of our assets into this information warfare operation to counter the system. So I guess I'm kind of like a, for lack of a better term, you know, kind of like flying my information warfare plane, you know, into the deck of their biggest capital ship, just trying to get people to realize what's happening. And we've got emergency backup to fund the operation with gold and silver investments. I'm trying to intensify the amount of films and material I'm putting out, but that's basically it.
That's outstanding. Thank you for doing that. Because that's really what it's going to take, is that somebody has to stand up. And the more people stand up and wake up, the less power the opposition has. Well, what I do as Rich Dad is I explain how the rich play the game. And that way I have a choice of games. You know, I wouldn't send my kid to school to get a job, because you're just being programmed to be proletariat, working class. I'd rather have my kid learn to be a capitalist. You know, and that's what I fought for. That's all I'm saying. I fought for capitalism, and we have a bunch of fascist Nazis running the show. They're not even socialists.
Yeah, socialism's bad enough, but at least theoretically some of the stolen loot gets to somebody. But here it just all goes offshore to these people, and they just get away with more and more. I mean, it's scary to know there's this much hubris in the ruling class.
Well, what frightens me is when the government has that much – when I fear my own government, that's not a good sign.
Tell us about the most important books people can order from RichDad.com and what your latest book covers. You talk about An Unfair Advantage, The Conspiracy of the Rich, the eight New Rules of Money. Talk about that.
Well, Conspiracy of the Rich was the last book, and it explains, you know, what a lot of people already know is how the Fed started, you know, the Bretton Woods, but why we don't have a big section of this, why there's no financial education in schools. And that goes back to 1904 with John D. Rockefeller and the General Education Board. And at that point, they took all financial education out of the school system. And that way, they could program people to work for the rich. And our school system, the NEA and all those guys, they're quite happy to have them controlling the education system.
And they take the money out of your paycheck for most Americans, so you don't even really notice how much they're grabbing.
Right. That was in 1943. It was called the Current Tax Payment Act. And in 86 was the act. The 86 Tax Reform Act, which then got doctors and lawyers. So today, doctors and lawyers with a self-employed or small business pay the highest taxes possible. Now, when you look at me, I pay zero tax.
Yeah, as England goes, so goes the rest of the world with all this tyranny. Have you noticed in the last month the government's announced that all paychecks will now be deposited with the government first, and then they will pay you digitally to your bank account what they wish? They really want to get us on this cashless system so they can really target the entire black market economy and shut it down.
I haven't heard that, but that's why I say it's not socialism, it's fascism. When you fear your own government, we have a problem. We have a very big problem. And what I was saying just before the last break, there's no correlation between government and business. There are two different worlds. That's why Obama has less than 7% of his staff with any real-world business experience. They don't know anything else but to help themselves by taking our money.
What political advice would you give? You know, the states' rights movement, taking back control of Washington, I see that as the best route. I mean, what politically, you know, talking to 2 million activists right now, people that are really taking action, Robert, what are your best ideas for blocking this fascist cartel?
Well, the best way is take care of yourself. You know, everybody wants to change the government, which is almost fundamentally impossible. There's too many people making too much money with exactly the way it is, Wall Street and Goldman Sachs being one of them. But I can change me. And what you've been hearing me say is that I play by the rules of the rich. But if you don't know what those rules are, you're in trouble. So conspiracy of the rich is where it kind of starts. And this is the first, I didn't know my publicist had released it. But my next book, An Unfair Advantage, The Power of Financial Education, goes into how debt and taxes make guys like me rich. But our school system will never teach you that because they don't want you to know that. So I just explain the rules of the rich. I watch out for myself. And that way, and I make a lot of people rich and all this, but if I don't take care of myself, I can't save anybody else. So that's kind of my ground. My father was a political animal. He ran for governor of the state of Hawaii, you know, and that was the most horrifying, ugly thing I'd ever seen in my whole life. So I don't have any faith in the two-party system. I don't have any faith in government because, as you and I know, the Fed and the central banks control the world.
There was a Washington Times article about the only city in the nation to becoming even richer and expanding in jobs is D.C. Yes. The cancer is growing.
Yes, and that's why I'm not political. You know, I would just rather be an independent, like a coyote running around the place.
Well, certainly for you individually, that's good. And it's wonderful to teach people to be rugged individualists like you are, Robert. But they're just adding more and more taxes, more and more controls, more and more selective enforcement. I see this down the road where they're going to start trying to selectively change rules or selectively enforce them to try to shut down the cowboys like yourself.
Yeah, but they can't afford to. See, if you understand the rules, they'd have to shut themselves down. In my best defense is to play on their side.
So you know the inside baseball rules. You basically are with the owners of the casino because you know their blueprint, so you're safe.
Yes. And that's what Rich Dad stands for. I just teach you there's two sides to a coin. And these people who are sending their kids to school, the biggest communist thing I've ever seen, you know, the kids just get brainwashed there. And they don't learn anything about money. I'm not against education. I'm against brainwashing.
They just turn their children over to the system.
That's correct.
Where they train the kids to tattle on you, to spy on you, that the environment's dying. Have you seen the TV ad they're running in England where the school teacher asked the, sixth graders, what will you do for the environment? And when some of the kids say, I'll do nothing, she murders them?
No. Anyway.
That sounds crazy, but that was put out by the 1010 Project. I promise you. It's called Splattergate. Just Google it. Guys, did you find the London Guardian article about government to take British paychecks? Okay, yeah, there it is on the headline. British government to seize all paychecks. What do you think of that, Robert?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. Like I said, this goes on in our country, too. 1943, Current Tax Payment Act, 86 Tax Reform Act. Just understand that my new book is coming out. It's called An Unfair Advantage. It may be out in a month or 2 months. The first time it's been announced. But in there, I explain how the taxes and debt make me rich. You have to know how to use debt, and you have to know how to use taxes in your favor. But to try and change this rules, I don't put much faith in it. They're going to always take from the poor and give to the rich. That's what's going on. And I'd rather just be rich and not be part of the poor.
And they've got so many of the poor tricked into thinking they lobby government to protect them from the ultra-rich when the ultra-rich finance the government.
Yes. Yes. That's why when they repealed McCain-Feingold, I knew it was all over. See, what McCain and Feingold were trying to do was limit campaign contributions. Well, that was thrown out the window. So now when people think, well, it's one man, one vote, that's not true. It really is $1 million, one vote. I'm not telling anybody anything new. The rich always control it. So I just chose, when I came back in 1973 from Vietnam, I said, I'm just going to be on the rich side. I don't want to be like my poor dad, a school teacher fighting the system. You have no power when you have no money. You have no power when the taxes are just eating you alive.
Okay, well, let's say we got a 71-year-old person who's got $1 million. In their retirement fund, what would you do with that $1 million?
I'd buy real estate. But you can't do that because, you know, I've been trained for all these years.
Yeah, that's the problem, because you've got to have the specific knowledge, not just the money.
Exactly. And that's why I said, again, 1973, I started taking real estate courses, not because of real estate, but I have to learn to manage debt.
Yeah, knowledge is power, and so even if people have money, if they don't have the knowledge or the time to implement it, they can't do it. But
that's
you have studiously built and built and built until now. I mean, how much is your total empire worth, ballpark?
I don't know, but I make more than $2 million a month without working, tax-free. So it's not a lot of money. I'm not Donald Trump or stuff like that, but $2 million a month tax-free is pretty good.
Well, not to mention your books.
That's not including my books or anything else. That's just from income from my real estate, my investments.
But 26 million plus copies of books.
Yeah, I just wrote those books after I was already rich.
No, I understand that, trying to impart that. And that's really something revolutionary you've done that's really contributed to people understanding what's happening. And I've seen these success stories of people that have put your system into motion. They have become fabulously wealthy as well.
Well, it's not so much wealthy as they now have control over their lives. You see, if you learn the rules of the rich, which is get in debt, you will get richer. You see, it's knowledge is power, but misinformation is damaging. And so all of these guys who are trying to, you know, save their house and save money for their retirement and all this, I think that's good if you have no information. But if you want to beat the system, you got to get smarter.
I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal a few months ago where they admitted that it's the people worth over $10 million. They're the first to walk away from a house that's upside down. But then a blue-collar person, they'll go down with the ship.
Yes, but that's changing right now because I was at my local Italian restaurant and the three cooks came out and said, hey, can we ask you a question? I said, yes. We haven't paid our mortgage in 18 months. And I said, why did you stop? He said, because the mortgage was greater than our house. I said, well, you're pretty smart. I said, you're so far behind, you're now ahead.
Amazing. Robert, thank you so much for spending time with us. I hope that you'll come back with us in the future, and I'm flattered that you're aware of the show and the work we do here.
Now, I've heard a lot of good things about you. I heard you're causing a lot of trouble, so that's why I had to call up.
Well, sir, hopefully we can have you on every few months and really get into in-depth on the important work you're doing. Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, Robert Kiyosaki, just amazing interview there. This hour is almost over, and I tend to agree with Robert. I think when gold goes above 25 right now, that's when it becomes a bubble and dangerous. But I do agree with him. I have so many people who don't have a lot of money ask me, where do I get in? Well, you get in with silver dollars and silver half dollars, and I have the man on the phone who months and months ago bought silver when it was $2, $3 under what it is an ounce right now, who bought a whole bunch of it, and he's still got that great deal for you. It's gone up a little bit, but Ted, briefly, tell folks about those silver half dollars.
Yeah, the silver half dollar is at $11.77, and of course, the least expensive way to get the silver dollar is the creature from Jekyll Island. You get one for free. The silver is a good buy. You can get into the junk silver, bars of silver. There's a lot of forms of silver you can buy.
And how much are those silver half dollars? $11.70-something?
$11.77. Alex, that price is going to go up. It really is. I mean, right now
And then you got the deal for the silver dollar and a 1995 book for $26. That includes shipping. That doesn't take you don't have to be, the inventor of the A-bomb to know that's a super good deal. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Get into silver today, folks. 800-686-2237.
Yeah, people need to be motivated right now. There's no question about it. Sitting in paper is not the right choice. So 800-686-2237 is how you take advantage of those offers.
Well, if they'd have listened to Robert Kiyosaki 10 years ago or yourself, they'd have bought silver when it was $5 an ounce, gold when it was $280 an ounce. But now's the time to get into silver, folks. And I agree with what Robert was saying earlier. 800-686-2237. Retransmission starts now with the free streams at InfoWars.com. See you back live, Lord willing, tomorrow. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.